The Israeli military continues its invasion of the West Bank, invading to arrest, kill, and impose curfew on all Palestinians. In Nablus, it's been months. In Bethlehem, a week. Yesterday here in Bethlehem, a man went out of his house in Labadia to buy food for his children. He didn't like what he and his wife were preparing for Ramadan breakfast. He drove his car wearing his pajamas because under curfew he spent the day inside. He thought he could make a quick drive to his friend who would open his shop for him. At 4 p.m., as curfew was reimposed, rushing home in his pajamas carrying falafel for his children, Israeli soldiers killed him. Today is Friday in Bethlehem, often a quiet day under a low-scale invasion such as this. Israeli military jeeps sped through the empty streets shouting out, "Go inside." Since a week ago, it's always curfew here, save for a few hours yesterday. A Palestinian journalist friend and I sneak through the streets, he in a flak jacket, me with an American passport. Two Israeli APCs, three tanks, and two jeeps stop us in Daisha refugee camp, where we can see them interrogating residents. This week, they've drug off about 100 Palestinians to Israeli prisons, torture, maybe death. All the houses are closed up. People sit inside afraid. The Israeli soldiers shout out Al Akbar throughout the night while preventing Bethlehem's Muslims from going to the mosque during this holy month of Ramadan. This is the kind of day where people say to me, this is nothing, nothing's happening. My friend, a mother with three children, essentially orphaned because their father was exiled to Gaza when the Israeli military invaded Bethlehem's Church of Nativity, was held outside her refugee camp home by Israeli soldiers for hours. This is routine. Her seven-year-old jumps on my lap, wanting me to play with him. His eyes are huge as he stands on his head and again asks me to bring his dad back when I go to Gaza. With me now in Bethlehem is a friend who was trapped inside the Church of Nativity in April, when the Israeli military invaded. Can you tell us about the situation in Bethlehem now?
مساء الخير لكل المستمعين في جميع أنحاء العالم. أنا شاب فلسطيني بعيش في منطقة بيتلحم في الظروف الحالية تحت الاجتياح الإسرائيلي وخصوصا في الأيام الصعبة اللي احنا فيها في شهر مقدس لدى المسلمين بشكل خاص ولدى العرب بشكل عام. إن كثير من الناس موجودة تحت من التجول وخاصة في منطقة بيتلحم اللي هي مدينة السلام أكثر من 125 شخص موجودين تحت نظام منع التجول طبعا الناس هاي الموجودة تحت منع التجول ما تقدر أنها تتحرك ولا تقدر أنها تروح ولا تيجي نتيجة وضع الدبابات الإسرائيلية في كل شيء طبعا جيش هذه السماعات إن إذا أي واحد ممكن يتحرك إنه رايحين نطلقوا عليه النار الوضع كتير صعب لدى الناس خاصة الوضع الصحي والوضع الغذائي لدى الناس لأن أكثر من أسبوع الناس تحت نظام منع التجول طبعا فكوا اسم واحد يعني الناس ما كانت تعرف إنهم رايحين يفكوا ما كانوا محضرين حد يقطعوا ويشتروا أغراضهم الاحتياجية خاصة أغراض الأطفال من حليب وأغراض غذائية للأطفال كثير الوضع صعب خاصة إن في عنا أكثر من 26 قرية محيطة في مدينة بيتلحم إنهم ما بيقدروا يجوا على هاي البلد بالتحديد لأن تعودنا النظام العربي إن القرى مرتبطة ارتباط كلي بالمدن وهذا نتيجة الوضع اللي إحنا نعيش فيه طبعا في مداهمات يومية للبيوت في إرهاق أطفال بشكل يومي الناس المطلوبين كمان هم مطلوبين على جزء يعني خفيف من معتقداتهم السياسية ومعتقداتهم السياسية وبرفضوا الاحتلال هذا نتيجة الوضع اللي الناس بتحبه وهم يعني برفضوا كل وسائل الاحتلال بمسها والقمع والنزية اللي بتعملوا فيها خلال الأيام الموجودة I would like to speak in English to anyone can understand what I mean I am Palestinian was in the Church of Nativity before 6 months ago And I was civilian, and they are give me to go home. But after 1 week, they are came to my home and checking my home. I wasn't in my home. They are spoke to my mother and my family. I am not to go to the Israeli, and maybe they can kill me in the street if they can catch me. But I am civilian. I not use gun or anything. I believe about Palestine to be free. And you know, we are in Bethlehem. This is the best city in the world. And a lot of Muslims now are during this invasion. They are under pressure and under curfew. These people, they are can't move and they want to buy milk, something to the children, but they can't. Soldiers every time they are called the people, if anyone can move, we can kill him and shoot him. But the main problem in Bethlehem, a lot of the villages behind Bethlehem to the city because they want to go to hospital to buy food, to buy milk for the children, but they can't come. A lot of soldiers came every time to the camps, especially, and they checking all the houses, and the children feel bad because they are more 10 years and so the soldier, and they are afraid. And this area was under the Palestinian Authority, and all people was good, but now we are more 1 week under curfew, but they give 2 hours before it was last night, and the people wasn't know they want to go outside, and a lot of people, they can't know they are open the curfew or not. And it's very, very bad, and the children, they can't go to the school and to be another, like the children in the war. And the children, they are so me in the street, and one day the soldiers leave the country, we want to study and we want to prepare ourselves when Ramadan is finished. And it's Friday, it's the end week in Ramadan, and it's important to Muslims to go to the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem, but they are not give the people in Bethlehem to go because it's under curfew, and especially in the mosque in the area because it was the sound for the jet today. They are saying curfew, and who's go outside, we can kill him or shoot him. And a lot of children, they are don't like to see the soldiers in Area A in Bethlehem, and they are start to throw stones like the first intifada. And it's something good because children feeling that we don't want to see Israel soldiers on this land. And this is happening without any blame, and the children make what they are feeling. And that's it in Bethlehem. No. Thank you.
This week, Sharon won in the Likud Israeli elections against Netanyahu and Mufas. Netanyahu said Sharon, the butcher of Sabra and Shatila, of Jenin, Nablus, and the Gaza Strip, is too easy on the Palestinians. Some say Defense Minister Mufas was the best of three evils. My friend, thrown in prison for throwing stones in 1987 during the First Intifada, met Mufas there in the prison. Amongst the group of prisoners, the jailed Palestinians picked the one who spoke Hebrew the best to speak with Mufas on their behalf when he came through the prison. They wanted to ask for blankets, for food, and to find out why they were in the prison without charge. The Palestinian man began in Hebrew, "We want," and Mufas said, "Shut up, only say I want." The man began again, "We want," and Mufas again told him to shut up and spoke with the Israeli jailers. They hung the Palestinian man from a window in the rain midwinter for 36 hours. After that, each soldier hit him every time they saw him for the next 5 years. My friend smiles as he finishes telling me this story and says, "This is Mufas." Israeli tanks still fill Manger Square at the Church of Nativity. They are flying their flag from the Palestinian Peace Center. The friend who tells me about Mufas cannot step out of his house. This is Kristen S. reporting from Occupied Palestine.